This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Always have a long week, but this is a short week, Jesse Jane Duff. Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Oh, Merry Christmas. I feel bad for you, though, because Santa has you on his naughty list, so I don't think he's coming to your house.
Well, I
got the memo today.
Joe Biden has me on his naughty list for sure. But he probably wouldn't commute my sentence.
Yeah, but he's on a roll right now. You might slip in with the 8,000 plus that he's already commuted, you know.
Holy cow.
You know, I don't think he even knows who those people are. Yeah, it's pretty bad. You know, I'm really impressed with how President Trump is coming out and then sticking with his agenda, making sure that the American people do understand that he's going to keep his word. He's going to ensure also that many of these transgenders that have gotten into the military. Now, I just want to be very clear. Everybody is one of God's children, and we always should be treating people with dignity and respect. And we got to be careful from becoming this point where we're not sensitive to this mental issue that they have, gender dysphoria. But they will be potentially medically discharged, as they should be, because when you have a dysphoria such as that, it causes massive amounts of resources being misdirected towards surgeries and dealing with the transition of one individual when millions of Americans were refused or denied to be able to serve because of various other medical conditions that are far less egregious or serious or would take them off of the combat field. So I appreciate that he is going to clean up the military primarily. When you do talk about two genders, there are actually people that are born, as we know, hermaphrodites and others that have mixed chromosome issues. So we do need to be aware there are medically diagnosed people that have difficulties. However, his agenda is spot on.
Well, I hope he sticks with it and doesn't back down, because he's already had the left lighting their hair on fire as he continues on. You know, I did hear the other day, I heard a report, I'm sure you might have seen this, that people signing up for the military, those numbers are starting to go up again, like the minute Donald Trump got elected. Have you seen that?
Oh, no surprise.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the botched Afghanistan withdrawal was such a gut punch in the veteran and military family community that why would anybody, the generational families that have had their sons and daughters join the military, encourage their son or daughter to join after that? They did not feel that they could trust the leadership of the military to do the right thing. It wasn't just Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. It was the generals that didn't have the intestinal fortitude to push back and say, no, this is a lousy operation. We had 11 Marines, a soldier, and a corpsman killed brutally, who should have never even been on that post, unarmed and incapable of defending themselves in such a horrible withdrawal effort. We also know that the COVID vax had removed 6,000 military personnel. Over 3,000 of them were United States Marines who did not want to take the vax. These were the people that were least likely to die from COVID, the most physically fit, the youngest. Watching people have to go into the military and see that we now have men portraying themselves as women, to the previous point, standing there for such as the Space Force, a full-blown colonel, a man, standing there with a dress on, a skirt on, wearing the uniform, telling everybody that we must have tolerance and enjoy each other's differences, has nothing to do with overwhelming and killing the enemy, which is the primary purpose of all military activity. And when you become a distraction and we have to divert our resources to such a small percentage of the active duty military that now diverts away from training beans, bullets, and band-aids that are going to get us across the finish line, we know that our military has been weakened by this very woke movement, as the president called it. As I recall, he said woke is BS, but he didn't say BS. He actually spelled it out for the audience, and they were, of course, very excited by that.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. I said to a guest I had on earlier, I was encouraged by the youth of that audience there in Arizona, the Turning Point audience at Charlie Kirk, because they're the ones that have to carry this fight on when I'm retired one of these days.
Absolutely. And, you know, I agree with you. I've always said to myself, at some point, I have to let go and trust that the next generation will pick up that baton. And they are. And, you know, the left is going to see that young group and they're going to say it was a neo-Nazi rally. You realize that, right? You know, the brown shirts are in place. You know, that's how they will interpret it. But the youth is fed up, too. They're tired of seeing their peers, such as Asians, getting denied access to universities because actually there's too many Asians in the colleges. What kind of mindset is that? A meritocracy has a purpose in a society to accelerate and have the best ideas go forward. And although we've had a history that did have discrimination. I mean, keep in mind, the 1964 Civil Rights Act was passed in my lifetime. I mean, not my lifetime. I have to correct myself. I wasn't born yet. But it was a benefit for the age that I'm in now, but my parents' lifetime, my sister's and brother's lifetime. And that means there is a period there where a lot of people were generationally behind. But you do not get people ahead by now placing people in positions by purely the color of their skin. You create a system where there's equal opportunity.
Yes.
Not equity. And that's what DEI wants, is equity, where we're automatically stamped the same. That is communism. That is socialism. We don't rise and fall on our merit anymore. We now are the same. And when you look at the policies, apparently we're not all the same because they're denying access to those that they don't need those numbers of. We don't need more whites. We don't need more Asians. And they're accelerating others. That's what equity is doing, trying to even the playing field in numbers based upon race or gender. That is not what equal opportunity means. It's not equality, it's equal opportunity, the opportunity to rise and fall on your own merit. And we can never forget that. We must all rise and fall on our own merit. I'm at an age where I cannot fall back on my excuses of what I didn't have when I was 18 years old anymore.
Right.
I've had every opportunity to finish my college, do what I need to do to accelerate in this world. I may have had a slower start than other people, but there's no reason that I can't go to the finish line debt-free and have my college degree and have an adequate job to put a roof over my head.
Absolutely. I got about a minute left here. What does 2025 look like for Jesse Jane Duff? I'm thinking Trump names you Marine Commandant.
You know what? I would love that honor to be the commandant of the Marine Corps, although the Marine Corps would probably, you'd hear them gasp in horror.
Oh, my gosh.
And they would be like, oh, my gosh, we're not, what are we going to do, talk the enemy to death? That's what they will say. They'll be like, we're going to use our verbal skills to kill the enemy. Okay, we got Jesse. I do not know yet. I'm on the inauguration team. We're planning this inauguration. It's going to be an incredible celebration. I will be in Washington, D.C., bundled up out there in the cold, no matter how cold it is. And I'm excited that I'm on this team, that we're going to have one of the best, if not the best, it will be the best
cool
inauguration in the history of the United States of America, the parade, the ball, and the rally.
I will see you there. I'm running out of time here. We got to run. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, and take the hill, motivators. It's going to be a short week. Santa's coming.
Hey,
be good.
It's St. Louis's